Next on our agenda today, House Bills 5021, 5028. First up, budget bills reported out of subcommittee. Open a work session, House Bill 5021, Department of Higher Education Operations, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5021 is the budget bill for the Department of Higher Education. The bill provides general fund and lottery fund dollars to support the operations of the Oregon University System, seven institutions, and centralized services. The general fund and lottery dollars, totaling $688 million, also fund the Agricultural Experiment Station, the Extension Service, the Forest Research Lab, debt service on bonds issued for capital construction projects, and the Sports Action Lottery Program. State support was reduced by $87 million from the level in the governor's balanced budget to help address the state's general fund shortfall. These reductions consist of a number of specified cuts, plus reductions accruing from eliminating inflation funding, vacancy savings, and reductions in state government service charges. At the same time, the budget increases expenditure of other funds by $144 million over the spending level authorized in the governor's balanced budget. The subcommittee approved this increase to allow the system to maintain education programs during these difficult budget times. The additional other funds consist primarily of tuition and fee revenue. The budget permits the Oregon University System to spend all of the tuition revenues projected under the tuition rates approved by the State Board of Higher Education. Tuition revenue will exceed the amount anticipated in the governor's balanced budget because both enrollment levels and tuition rates are higher than anticipated when the governor's budget was submitted. The budget also allows the system to spend $26 million from accumulated fund balances to finance expenditures. The budget supports the Signature Research Center Initiative and appropriates $1 million of general fund for this program. The OUS capital construction budget includes $40 million for new facilities relating to this initiative, which will work to develop new technologies for product engineering and design. The overall mission of the Signature Research Center Initiative is to create high-wage jobs and quality economic development in the state. Your Education Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5021 be amended by the Dash 1 amendments and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Is there discussion of the motion?
Representative Butler.
Thank you. Question of the carrier, Mr. Chair. Representative Morgan, I understand that Signature Research does have $1 million. Was there any discussion? I assume that this is basically in conjunction with the grants that Hewlett-Packard is offering the state for continuing high-tech research. Was there any discussion regarding the higher education technology transfer requests or other of the Oregon Council for Knowledge and Economic Development?
Those issues were not addressed in the subcommittee.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just a quick statement, the same statement I made this morning in subcommittee. This is a budget that's the best we can do it under the present conditions that prevail in the state as far as our revenue is concerned, and that's why I'm voting for it and accepting it. But we need to recognize that this budget is primarily being balanced by increasing tuition to students. And as we increase tuition to students, we start privatizing our public system, making less public and more private. It's a condition where we can't really allow to go on forever. We had a problem a few years back where people could go out of state. Out-of-state tuition was cheaper than state tuition. We don't want to repeat that. So I just want to make that on the record that it's the best we can do right now, but the next session we've got to think this thing through, make sure we really are going the direction we want to go with these budgets. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing, your motion be recorded as an objection. Representative Butler, other objections? If not, the motion is agreed to. House Bill 5021 is passed to the House. Open up a work session on House Bill 5028. Representative T. Smith.
Thank you. House Bill 5028 is the capital construction budget for the Department of Higher Education. The bill authorizes $446 million of capital construction and improvement projects for the Oregon University System. The bill also provides funds to address crucial deferred maintenance needs. Only $11.5 million of the total expenditures will be financed by the general fund. The rest will be financed from bonds, private donations, and other revenue sources. The recommended recommended budget includes 30 specified projects on OSU campuses and the three system-wide categories of capital expense. The debt service on most of these projects will be paid from housing or student building fees. The subcommittee did, however, add three projects financed with statewide bonds, state-paid bonds. These projects are associated with the Signature Research Center Initiative. This $40 million investment, funded one-half by state bonds and one-half by donations, will be used for facility construction and renovations at the University of Oregon, Oregon State University, and Portland State University. The facilities will house research programs that develop new technologies for product engineering and design. The overall mission of the initiative is to create high-wage jobs and quality economic development in the state. The subcommittee also approved the expansion of a theater complex at the University of Oregon and extended authorizations for three previously approved construction projects to allow construction of them to be completed. This authorization expires on June 30th. Because of the state's general fund shortfall, the new budget greatly restricts new debt that imposes debt service costs to the state in future biennium. The budget does, however, authorize a number of new projects to service campus auxiliaries, including student centers and residence halls. The debt service on these projects is paid from dedicated student building fees and student housing charges. Your Education Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5028 be amended by the -8 amendments and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Discussion of the motion. Representative G. Smith.
Thank you, Co-Chair Miller. Question of the carrier and/or question of the chair. I appreciate the work you folks have done on House Bill 5028 and the need for this capital construction budget. Was there any discussion, however, though, about the need for our community colleges and their capital construction budget, and at what point in time we anticipate seeing a bill that would address that issue?
I'm going to defer my question to the chair, my answer to the chair.
If I might, Mr. Co-Chair, the community college budget is a different budget than the higher education budget, so it wasn't part of the discussions around this budget. But I think if I might just take some liberty here, the discussion around the capital bonding or the bonding for capital improvements to community colleges was an issue that kind of ended up being stuck into the discussion that we had around the state's ability right now to take on the fiscal responsibility for paying back the bonds and the what would be caused to have happened to the general fund in the outlying years as the payback went back. I don't think that it was a lack of understanding of the need to address maintenance issues or capital construction issues on the campuses.
Thank you. Colleagues, the reason I raised that question is I realized I was comparing apples to oranges, but I reside within a district that is very well served not only by a fine university but also by a community college. And I just wanted to be on the record that the need for both institutions is great. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Morse.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Was there any discussion with respect to funding the ETIC requests? And if so, what was the rationale for declining those requests, if I might ask?
Well, we did have a lot of discussion on that. Again, it's just the economic realities of the situation we're in, and if Representative Morgan would like to add anything to that.
I don't think that I can add it. I think that the discussion, again, was not around so much how worthwhile some or all of the projects on the list were, but on the impact to the general fund that was going to have.
Mr. Chairman, as I understood, the request was for lottery funding, lottery bonds for those capital
constructions. Let me defer to staff to outline the discussion that was held in the committee.
Yes, Senator and members, those are lottery bonds that would finance the ETEC proposals, and the debt service on those bonds would be paid by lottery funds of the state, future by and perhaps the current funds as well.
And what I think I might also add to that is that those are lottery funds that would be indebted in a specific direction and not be available for the kinds of fungible uses that we would possibly be needing them for.
Mr. Chairman, just one brief comment. I think in looking at the economic recovery in our state and the impact that the high-tech community has and the ability of leveraging those kinds of funds into the future around our universities, I think we should look at that in the future and hope that we would.
Thank you, Senator. I'd like to make that note.
Thank you.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. To avoid belaboring a point, I would just like to be associated with the remarks made by my good colleague from Eastern Oregon. My district is also served by a very fine community college, and the ability to be able to bond, even under a variety of payback mechanisms. I understand that there may be payback mechanisms included in this bill that include half university, half state. I will be bold enough to say that I think on behalf of the community colleges there's a genuine willingness to discuss payback mechanisms that are not burdensome to the state, but to say that funding for those institutions is vitally important, and I hope we don't lose track of the contributions community colleges make.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion? If not, is there Representative Hansen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to thank the committee for the work that they've done on this. This is an incredibly good time to be pushing for capital improvement projects. We're in a very low interest rate environment, and we've got very high unemployment rates within certain sections of the economy that we should be able to perform these types of projects in a very cost-effective way. There is some disappointment, though, in the lack of the ETEC, and particularly with engineering school at Portland State, but hopefully we haven't went home yet.
If I could just, we had huge amounts of discussion revolving around the ETEC and many other projects that haven't been brought today. Of course, I'm a person that just loves research and any type of things that we can create a new job that doesn't exist today, I just kind of go buggy over. But I also had to temper that by the harsh realities that we just have to be very careful about putting the state of Oregon into a position of paying back debt when we're still in an environment of falling revenues. And a possibility of roll-up costs for the next biennium played very harsh in our decisions on that. It wasn't that it was lack of willingness. We were just at a constraint due to the economic situation. So I appreciate all your comments on that.
Thank you, Representative. Is there further discussion on the motion? Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having served on the committee and listening to the comments about ETIC, I do think, and because, as Representative Hansen has said, we're not done yet, there is the opportunity to continue to question our assumptions, for some of us, to question our assumptions about the ETIC proposal, and it would be my hope that we would continue to have discussions with the department and with the chancellor, just to make sure that we have unpacked all the information, all the assumptions, and whatever decision we're left with. We're very comfortable, we're all comfortable, that it is truly a good decision. So that's just a plea to continue to question our assumptions about the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Is there objection to the motion?
I want to object, but you might get mad. No, I don't.
All right, if there's no objections, then House Bill 5028 is approved. Floor. Close the work session on House Bill 5028. Other bill reported out of subcommittee, House Bill 2288. Open the work session. Senator Winters.
Thank you. House Bill 2288, as amended,
requires the Department of Human Services to develop rules that would establish a method for determining the annual budget levels for Type B area agencies on aging. Type B area agencies on aging and local governmental entities that voluntarily contract with the state to provide Medicaid, long-term care, eligibility, and case management services. The method established by the Department of Human Services must include both direct and indirect costs and must result in a budget level for the Type B agencies that is not less than 95% of the amount of a comparable state agency that serves elderly persons and persons with disabilities. In developing the rules and methodology, Department of Human Services is directed to consult with representatives of the Type B area agencies. The measure directs the department to consider the resultant budget levels when making budget recommendations to the governor. This bill has no fiscal impact and applies to biennia beginning on or after July 1, 2003. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2288 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion on the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Senator Devlin has requested unanimous consent to be allowed to cast his vote on House Bill 5021. It will not change the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
There's no objection. Senator Devlin, you wish to be recorded as a?
No.
No, you didn't put that in.
I thought it might be perfect.
All right, then.
I object.
Senator Devlin,
if I'm not
recorded, not at all. Anything further to come before the committee? If not, we thank you all for your work, your attendance, and we are adjourned.
Have you...